Christmas and all through Merrygoville. Excitement was everywhere and none could stay still. Ufan and Kitanda, his magic Enyan friend, both dreamt of jollof rice and presents Papa K would send. And then there were the Kasas, a fine family of four, had a pet dog named Bingo with the most wonderful fur. Idara and Nazumi spent the day with MM wrapping gifts, but poor Manzo, Daddy and Doctor spent the eve on night shift. Ife attended to her flowers before shuffling off to bed. Ike tested his latest drone and decided to paint it red. While down in the bushes, Ikima turned in for the night. He had read 6 encyclopedias. He was worried for his eyesight. Up in the air, Otamanja thought to call it a day. Even eagles love Christmas. They'll have it no other way. Deep on the ground in their secret lab, Hansu and Zoma worked very hard to create the perfect fireworks. They had to be lit. They had to be rad. Even deeper in the river, Marina swam with anticipation. Tomorrow she'll be onshore to join in the celebrations. And what about Kantumiri, the powerful mistress of magic? Everyone agreed that her steps last Christmas party was fantastic. Grandpa dozed off from singing carols, blaring all night from his radio. Mama Iri gently rocked as she seeped teammate from mistletoe. That same night, Princess Kibibi was trying to decide which dress would be befitting, which colors would be her guide. And finally, there was Papa K, who's the neighborhood Father Christmas. He freely gave gifts to everyone without considering age, origin, or class. All he wishes is that everyone would embrace what is lovely and what is right. And of course, a merry go Christmas to all, and to all a very splendid night.